You successfully transitioned from what many would call a very successful but very traditional career as a CPA. And we get questions from some people who are now retired or about to retire. And they say, hey, Rami, you know, I know you're working in this new social enterprise impact investing thing. And is there a place for someone like me? And what advice would you give to somebody that might have been in a traditional career track and is thinking about how they would get involved? Because you did that so gracefully. I know it might not have felt that, but from an outside perspective, it was very thoughtful and very graceful. And a lot of people are fearful of entering into this space with their traditional education and experiences.
Yeah, so that's a huge subject. And by the way, I didn't do it gracefully, just for the record. I've actually written on this subject because I don't think, at least I'm not aware of much that has been written yet, what I call the next season. So I think this maybe is going to sound a little bit consultant-ish. The first thing I would do is really assess who are you and what are your strengths? What is your calling? What are you really good at? Really be honest with yourself. No matter what you did as a career, what are you really good at? Probably in the same category would be, what are you really passionate about? So you're really good, you're really passionate. I'd start free thinking about, well, where could that be utilized? And then what I'd say is I would do some piloting or experimenting, back to my comment earlier. So I've learned more about myself since we're in our fifth year of Desher Advisors. I've learned probably more specifics about myself in Desher Advisors than I had learned prior to that. For instance, this whole concept that you've coined about dealing with the Olympic athletes, I'm really not very good at giving advice to B and C players. Sometimes they don't even understand me. I'm just not very good at it. I'm smarter about excluding myself from situations than I was before. And as I reflect back on my career, I think, well, yeah, okay, that's why that was good, and that's why that worked out, that didn't work out, so on and so forth. So what I've done in Desher Advisors say, I'm only going to work with Olympic athletes. So experiment. Here's another thing that I think is really huge for people in this next season is a lot of people will have advice for you. Most of it I wouldn't listen to, would be my advice to you, to those listening that are in a similar situation to me. Blaze your own trail. As I led up to what became Desher Advisors, I did a lot of research. And so, for instance, retirement is a relatively new concept that came about after World War II. It's really the industrial age created it. If you think about it, when we were agrarian, farmers didn't retire. I think farmers died and their kids took over. So there wasn't a thing called retirement. So we've sort of created this thing, number one. Number two, back then when somebody decided that 62 or 65 was some magic age, if you look at the statistics today, if I make it to 62 or 65, more than likely I'm going to live another 30 or 40 years. So I'm going to just do what? Think about it as if it's another career or another life or another what? Do something with it. Do something with that time. I believe I said earlier, like, my goal is to get, I'm hopeful I can get maybe a 25, 30-year career with Desher Advisors. If I can stay healthy, keep my mind crisp, which in my world, the most important thing would be my mind. I just really would challenge people to do something meaningful, and it could be maybe somebody's done X and it might be tutoring students. I don't know. That's just not my thing. So it's just really clear to me what my calling is. I would just challenge people that are listening, that are thinking about it. What is your calling? I don't have anything against playing golf or whatever. But there's probably something a little more for you out there if you really go at it.
And impact investing needs it in all the areas of the ecosystem where there's a place for the wisdom.
Absolutely.
And a place for the passion. My only option is to go serve a nonprofit or a faith-based organization. You're not sort of put out to pasture. Well, there's a lot of opportunities in business.
I think the next season can look however you want it to look. Just be honest with what you are and what you aren't. Don't worry about status. Don't worry about what Charlie's doing or what Mary is doing. Do what you feel you're called to do, and it'll just exhilarate you. I'm more exhilarated than I've ever been in my whole life because I feel like what I'm doing really, it's all integrated, and I have a purpose, and I am using your word, impacting the people around me. Barbara and I have in our mission statement, we say that we would like to add value to someone's life every day. I'd like to do it with at least one person. Hmm. And that's how we try to live our lives. And we're not always successful, but that's kind of our vision for it.
Yeah. Keeping it simple.
And keeping it very simple, yes.